The Columbia Broadcasting System presents the Columbia Workshop. Today, the workshop offers a psychological drama about a prize fighter, written by Henry W. Danker and Ralph Burkey. It is titled, When the Bow Breaks. The special musical score was written and will be conducted by Van Cleef. Production and direction by Perry Lafferty. The Columbia Workshop presents When the Bow Breaks.
I got a story to tell. Any guy who drives a taxi in a big city has got lots of stories to tell. There can't be no argument there. Well, this particular story is about Sharpshooter Smith. You remember, he was light heavyweight champ 7-8 years back. There was a sharpshooter and his manager, Fievel, and his trainer, the Whistler. Fievel is what they call on Broadway quite a character, but with a heart as big as your hand. The Whistler's quite a character, too. He don't say much, he just whistles. Well, getting back to Sharpshooter, the first time I see the Sharp, that's what we get to call him, was one day up in Stillwell's gym. There was a lot of stuff.
What?
What?
One, two. Hiya, Shorty.
Hello, Punchy. How's Trick?
Two. Okay.
Still looking for a fight?
Oh, yeah. Hey, remember how I give it a slug of hurricane?
Yes, sir, you sure were good in those days.
What do you mean, those days? I can lick more than
these. Sure, I was only kidding. Quite a crowd working out.
Bums. Nothing but bums. Suckers for a right cross, all of them. Except for Smith.
Who?
Smith. See over there in the far ring, working out with a black boy?
Oh, yeah. Hey, not a bad-looking guy.
You said it.
I think I'll move up close and get a better gander.
Okay. I'll see you later. And he's a comer, I'm telling you.
Yeah? I'm going over and see Fievel.
Keep your left up, Dick. Keep it up. That's it. Okay, in your corner. Come on, kid, show me the old pepper.
Oh, have a heart, Fievel. I haven't got it yet.
Now, snap out of it, kid. Fievel gets your tender missiles is okay.
I hope so. You know how it is, Fievel.
Yeah, you ain't the first. I got 3 kids myself. But we got work to do. If you put Mulligan away on Friday, I'll get you a semi in the garden.
Yeah, I feel a lot better once it's over for us.
Oh, quit worrying. You'll be a papa before you know it.
Well, I still think I ought to be with him.
I told you, the slugger's over at the hospital now. He'll call you the second it's over, so relax. Now, come on, kid. Keep your left high and go to
him. Okay.
Oh, atta boy, Sharp.
Hey, looks like the real thing there, Fievel.
Hey, you think so, Shorty? Right, keep that left up, kid. Up.
Boy, that boy's headed for the big time.
If he learns to keep his left up, he is. Every time he looks over this way, he drops his mitt.
That can kind of nervous, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, who's asking? Answer it, Mike.
Okay. Hello? Yes, Lud? Okay, I'll tell him. It's a boy,
Doctor!
Hey,
Doctor,
it's a boy!
See, that? Now, what did I tell you?
A boy!
It's a boy!
Hey, Fievel, I gotta
feed
it off the hospital.
Sure, kid, you grab a shower. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks.
Say, Smith.
Yeah?
My name's Shorty Williams. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
You're going over to see the missus, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, in case you don't know, I drive a hack.
Okay. As soon as I get dressed, I'll be right down.
I'll be waiting. Ain't it, Sharp?
You said it, Shorty. How many you got?
None. I ain't married.
How do you know?
Well, my old man, he used to tell me.
Better be all right with Carol now.
Carol?
Yeah, my wife. Just look, he's been neat. A kid.
Yeah, there's nothing better. You know, you don't look like a pug. It's a clean and everything. How long you been in the professional fight game, Sharp?
Oh, about 6 months. I've been boxing around all this as a kid. You know, just for the fun of it.
But now it ain't fun anymore, huh, Sean?
No. No, it isn't fun anymore.
Well, that's how I first met the Sharp. You know, from the way he spoke in a cab, you didn't have to be a genius to feel that there's something not right there. And I'm curious to find out because, well, I took a look liking to the guy. So I make it my business to drop into the gym more regular. He got into the habit of taking my cab wherever he went. Maybe he figured I was good luck because he tied me up with my being there when his kid was being born and me being around the first time and taking him to the hospital. I don't know. Anyway, the day came when I was driving Sharp to the hospital for the last time. He was coming.
You take it easy, real easy, huh, Shorty?
What's the matter, Yarn Edge?
Yeah, just the excitement of taking the two of them home sort of got me. It's going to be different from now on. It's got to be. There'll be three of us. Yeah, I guess I sound kind of batty, huh?
Oh, go on, kid. Have your fun. It's a great thing for you, huh?
Yeah. But for Carol, it's the first real break she's ever had.
She had it tough, huh?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. She and her father and mother killed at the same time. Pretty awful.
Oh.
She took it real hard. She's in a daze for months. Got so she couldn't stand the old town. Being reminded, you know. Now I'm hoping the baby and everything. Maybe she'll snap out.
Oh, sure she will.
You'll take it easy, won't you?
Yeah, I do, bet. Well, here we are.
Wait here, Shorty. We'll be right down.
You watch your step.
Thanks, Mark. Get up now. There, how's that? You comfortable, honey?
Yes, dear.
Honey, this is Shorty Williams. Well, guy.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Smith. And that goes for the little one, too. Hey, he's cute.
Hey, watch out. You're holding too tight. Hey, you better let me out here.
No, I want to hold him. Don't, Stanley.
All right, honey. It was just that you were holding him so tight.
You put up a great fight tonight, Kitty. Didn't lay a glove on you.
Hey, how'd you feel fighting in the garden shop?
Oh, it's about the same, Shorty. More people, that's all. Hey, Spivel, they say that guy had dynamite in his right. Suppose he could have hurt me?
You carry your left high like you did tonight, kid, and nobody's ever going to hurt you. They'll never even touch you.
Yeah.
Hey, drop us at the 21 Club, Shorty.
You too, Sharp?
Well, Spivel, I don't know.
Certainly, this ain't no time to start hiding. I want people to see you, to start talking about you.
Yeah, but I don't...
Now, look, if you're worried about the missus, why didn't you bring her along?
I told you. She won't leave the baby out of her sight for a second. Spivel, I don't like it, but there's nothing I can do.
Well, that's only natural, especially the first kid.
I know. But I still don't like it.
Well, here's 21.
So long, Shorty.
So long. Thanks, Sharp.
What do you say, kid? Coming?
Go ahead, Fievel. I'll be right along.
Okay. Good night, Shorty.
Good night.
Hey, look, Shorty, we're hitting the road. Fievel's got me booked for a string of fights from here to the coast.
Yeah?
Well, Shorty, I'd like to ask you to do me a favor while I'm gone.
Oh, sure.
Look in on Carol once in a while, will you?
Oh, sure I will. But, well, how come Carol ain't going with you?
She doesn't want to travel with baby.
Oh, I see. Say, Sharp, tell me, how's it going? You and the wife, I mean.
Gosh, Shorty, I don't know. I guess it's okay. She seems to have forgot about what happened to her folks being killed in that accident, all right. Anyway, she doesn't talk about it anymore. She doesn't talk about anything, in fact. Except the kid. Nothing but the baby. Seems like she's her whole life now. Funny, isn't it?
Thanks, Mrs. Smith.
Sit down.
I happen to be in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop in again. I brung the clipping from today's paper in case you missed it. Hey, listen to this. As a result of the Brady fight, sharpshooter Smith definitely establishes himself as the leading contender for the light heavyweight crown now held by Mike Palermo. Five of
yes,
Gleason...
Yes, I read it. Oh. And I'm proud of the sharpshooter, Shorty. Because he has to be a fighter. At least be scientific about it. They say he never gets touched. Mind you, not so much as a scar on his face.
Nah, I guess it's not about business.
Oh, go ahead, Shorty. What?
Well, what I was going to say is... Well, I can't understand you cooping yourself up here, for instance. It ain't good to be alone.
Did you say alone?
Yeah.
Come here, Shorty. In here.
Huh?
Yeah. See that?
Oh, the kid.
Yeah. The kid. Look at him.
Sure looks good.
I guess he is a Chelsea too. Well, he's all of life to me. He's meat and drink and air and all the things the poets write about to make you feel and see that wonder of a mother's love. You want to pick him up and hold him close. So very close to never let him go. Look at him. My baby.
Yeah.
So, don't ever say I'm alone, Shorty. Don't even suggest it.
Okay. Shorty, you take Carol home. Pick me up later at the chateau.
Okay.
See you later, honey.
Bye.
Come on, Mrs. Smith. The cab's down this
right.
way. I'll have you home in a jiffy, Mrs. Smith, so relax.
I can't understand it. The maid should have answered the telephone when I called.
Maybe you got the wrong number.
Might as well leave the baby alone.
Ah, you worry too much, Mrs. Smith. Look, you ought to be the happiest woman in the world tonight. Sharp just won the light heavyweight title. You're in the big dough. So what do? You leave this shop and run back home. What good was getting a maid if you can't enjoy yourself?
I don't know, Shorty. I just can't help it.
Yeah, I understand. I guess you just came to the fight to please Sharp, didn't you?
Well, he was so anxious for me to come this time, I couldn't refuse. Shorty, where's that fire engine going?
I don't know.
Shorty, look. It's turning into our block. Oh, God, no!
He'll come out of it. It's that missus of his that I can't figure. You've seen her at the funeral. There was the champ bawling his eyes out. I ain't ashamed to tell you my own eyes was wet just looking at him. And there she was, just standing there. She didn't bawl or nothing. That ain't natural, I tell you.
Yeah, it gave me the creeps, too. Especially after the way she took on about the kid. Say, Fievel, did Miller call you about his boy taking a crack at the Sharp title next month?
His boy ain't meeting Sharp next month. Or any month.
Huh?
Sharp ain't fighting anymore. Oh, honest, I don't know what I'm living for. I knife the guy, watch him like a baby, feed him the right fights, bring him along just right. Inside a year, I make a champ out of him. We're all set. And then it's over. Ah, what a break.
I didn't think he'd take it so hard.
Hi, fellas.
Sharp,
hiya, Sam.
Gee, I'm glad to see you. Well, we were just talking about Sharp, wasn't we?
Yeah, we were just talking about you.
Here, have a seat, kid. No cover charge, you know.
You know, I've been wondering, Fievel, why don't you get yourself a big office? It don't look good for a guy like you managing the champ to be sitting in a 2x4.
Yeah, I gotta do something about that. Hey, what do you say we go out and look for an office shop?
Well, what are we waiting for?
Huh?
Come on, Whistler, let's get over to the desk.
What?
Yeah, we got work to do.
You hear that, fella? Oh, gee, that's great, Sharp. Boy, what a relief. You know, after what you said.
Yeah, I know. All I was wrong. She wants me to fight. What do you think of that?
Sarah wants me to fight. Shorty, take us right home, will you?
Okay, Sharp. Gee, still the world's light heavyweight champ. Well, Miller asked for it, so his boy got it.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. Well, honey, how'd you like the fight?
You were wonderful.
Ah, listen to that, Shorty. She's turned into a regular fight fan.
Yeah.
Can't keep her away from the ring, no. What is it, honey? Funny.
What?
What's the matter?
What?
I don't know, the way you're staring at me. Anything wrong?
Your face.
My face?
Isn't it a scratch on it?
Well, sure. You know I never get cut up. See, honey, you act like...
My big boy.
Whistler, take his gloves off. What's the matter, kid?
I'm okay.
Well, you don't look so good.
It's all right.
No, it ain't.
I won, didn't I?
There's a lot of guys out there that didn't think so. You just got by your last three fights. Now, what's happened for you?
Okay, Champ. Lay down. There we are.
Thank you. Feels better.
Look at that pretty pan of yours now. All those other fights without a mark, and now look at you.
Looks bad, huh?
Now, listen, kid, on my knees, I'm begging you, keep that left hand up. You fight that way next month, Murphy will knock you dead. Now, please, kid, if there's anything wrong, tell me.
I'll lay off with you, Smile.
I'll be done in a second, Champ, as soon as I finish this cut.
Don't touch that cut, Whistler.
What's the matter with you, Sharp? You want to get blood poisoned?
Leave it alone.
But, Sharp...
Leave it alone. I got to take this one home.
It's about time.
Oh, Smith would have got killed.
The winner and new champion, Johnny Murphy.
And now take it easy. Put him over here. That's it. Now, cut his gloves off. How bad's he hurt, Whistler?
Pretty bad. But he'll come too soon as he gets a whiff of this.
I should cut my right arm off before I let him take a beating like that. He wouldn't quit.
Five off.
Yeah, kid, it's me.
It's a tough one, a five off.
Now, you take it easy, kid. Don't talk.
What round is it, five?
The ninth.
The ninth, huh?
Yeah.
Here, Sharp. Take some of this.
What is it?
It'll do you good.
How'd I look, Whistler?
Quiet, kid.
Dude, what are you doing with that bandage on my face? Take it off.
What's the matter?
Later, Whistler. Not yet.
The gentleman of the press.
Tough luck, Fievel. How do you feel, Sharp?
Not him, Mr. Smith. I think you ought to wait outside.
No, please, I must see him now. Stanley, you won't let me.
Okay, come on, kid.
Stanley, boy. It's me.
Hi, honey.
Look.
He'll be okay, lady.
You know Mr. Smith, boys?
Yeah, howdy,
hey, what's the big idea, Shorty? You don't want him to see him like this.
I did all I could. Five foot, you've seen what
you mean.
Oh, does it hurt much, my sweet boy?
Yeah, yeah, it does.
my poor little darling. Give me the salve, please, Mr. Whistler. How does that feel?
That's fine.
Eyes are all puffed. Can hardly see. Can you see me, dear?
Yeah, I can see.
What do you see?
My sweetheart?
Yes. What else?
Oh, honey, not here.
What else?
Mommy?
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby. Yes, sir, that's my baby. That's my baby. That's my baby. My baby. Baby!
Beginning and the end for Sharp. He fights a couple of more times on the Fievel, but that's all. It was the same. He gets cut to pieces. When Fievel refused to get him any more fights, he leaves town. Then every once in a while, I'd hear about his getting knocked off by some third-rate bum out in the sticks. Then I lost track of him. And about a year ago, I'm cruising along Canal Street.
Hey, watch out, you stupid bum. You want to get killed? Why don't you watch what you... Sharpshooter! Sharpshooter, it's you! Come on, get in. I'm blocking traffic. Don't you recognize me, Sharp?
You?
Yeah, Shorty. Shorty, the cab driver. Don't you remember?
Shorty? Yeah. Good old Shorty. You remember me?
Oh, I could never forget you. I was wondering what happened to you. You still fighting?
Sure. Remember the all right? What? Cool.
Oh, yeah. Say, how's the missus?
The missus?
Yeah, Carol.
Carol. Yeah. She doesn't feel so good.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah. She doesn't feel so good. They took her away.
Oh, that's tough, Sean.
She was pretty, wasn't she, Sean?
She sure was pretty as a picture. She sure got a tough break.
That's all right. I'm going to see her tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow.
Oh, do they let you see her often?
No. But I'm going to see her tomorrow. Hey, Shorty.
Yeah?
Do me a favor, will you?
Oh, sure. You need a couple of bucks to car fare, maybe?
No. No.
Well, what is it, Sharp? Say the word. I'll do anything for you.
Then let me have one on the chin.
What?
Yeah, come on, Shorty. Hit me hard, or right in the chin.
Hey, Sharp.
Please, Shorty, please. Just one right in the chin. Otherwise, you'll be disappointed. Come on, Shorty, just one heart to the face for the missus.
You've been listening to the Columbia Workshops production of When the Vow Breaks, written by Henry W. Danker and Ralph Burkey. The special musical score was composed and conducted by Van Cleve. Fran Carden played Carol, Richard Widmark the sharpshooter, and Charles Mendick Shorty. Harry Lafferty directed. Next week at this time, the workshop will present The Test, written by Joseph Rusco. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.